Reading the Bible by J.C. Ryle. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Firstly, read the Bible with an earnest desire to understand it. Do not be content to just read the words of Scripture. Seek to grasp the message they contain. Secondly, read the Scriptures with a simple childlike faith and humility. Believe what God reveals. Our reason must bow to God's revelation. Thirdly, read the Word with a spirit of obedience and self-application. Apply what God says to yourself and obey His will in all things. Fourthly, read the Holy Scriptures every day. We quickly lose the nourishment and strength of yesterday's food. We must feed our souls daily upon the manna God has given to us. Fifthly, read the whole Bible and read it in an orderly way. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. I know of no better way to read the Bible than to start at the beginning and read straight through to the end, a portion every day, comparing Scripture with Scripture. Sixthly, read the Word of God fairly and honestly. As a general rule, any passage of Scripture means what it appears to mean. Interpret every passage in this simple manner, in its context. Seventhly, read the Scriptures prayerfully, ever asking the Holy Spirit to illumine the Word. Then He opened their minds so they could understand the Scriptures. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. Eighthly, read the Bible with Christ constantly in view. The whole book is about Him. Look for Him on every page. He is there. If you fail to see Him there, you need to read that page again. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, He explained to them what was said in all the Scriptures concerning Himself.